Music from the popular Brazilian suite by Villa-Lobos from the latest CD by Judicaia Bawa. And before that, we heard him speaking in a 2017 interview. Scottish guitarist and composer Simon Thacker has a new duo recording with cellist Justina Jablonska titled Carmana, which includes his composition Carmana Suite. In 2017, Simon Thacker spoke about the piece.
Yeah, Carmana is a Sanskrit word meaning performing anything by means of magic. So the concept was, you know, I noticed that certain music leaves a really profound emotional imprint on you as a listener. It might be slightly flawed compositionally, but then you can hear music that is formally very good, you know, it might do all the right things at the right time, but not move you so much. So that is an attempt to get at what makes those especially inspired moving sounds so special. For example, in the Carmana suite, the sixth movement suite, generally there's a lot of density to the music, a lot of texture, and very mercurial changes. And no matter how burrowed into the texture each part is, say it's a counter melody or it's a harmony or harmonic change or the interaction, it has to have that magic. That was the basic concept. It has to have that special quality that stays with you.
Thank you.
Music composed and performed by guitarist Simon Thacker with cellist Justino Jablonska from his Carmana Suite. And before that, we heard an interview with Simon Thacker. Coming up later in the program, we'll hear a 2017 interview with Paraguayan guitarist Berta Rojas. But next is music by Piazzolla, his piece titled Invierno Porteño, or Winter in Buenos Aires. It's performed by Duo Per la Musica. Thank you. Duo Per la Musica performing Piazzolla's Invierno Porteño, or Winter in Buenos Aires. The latest CD by Paraguayan guitarist Berta Rojas is titled Felicidade and features music by Brazilian composers including Baden Powell. In 2017, Berta Rojas spoke about the CD.
Well, I started this idea of traveling musically to different places in Latin America, and now it was clear the option of traveling musically to Brazil, which is a neighboring country of Paraguay. The music of Brazil is very much present in Paraguay for the common border, and we wanted to pay tribute to a figure that is so essential to Brazilian guitar, such as Baden Powell, that I commissioned this arrangement to Sebastián Enríquez, who is a wonderful musician from Argentina, and we asked him to put together sort of a medley with some degree of composition in it. So he wrote this beautiful arrangement, and we call it, of course, Homenaje a Baden Powell.
Music by Baden-Powell, arranged in a medley titled Homage to Baden-Powell by Sebastian Enriquez, from the latest CD titled Felicidade by Berta Rojas. And before that, we heard a 2017 interview with Berta Rojas. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. There are many benefits to classical music, such as entertainment and education, but certainly none more worthy than healing. For over 10 years, Classical Guitar Alive has presented hundreds of hospital and hospice performances in its innovative music and medicine program. You can find out more on our website, classicalguitaralive.org. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Eduardo Fernandez performing the Venezuelan Waltz No. 2 by Antonio Lauro. This week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Eduardo Fernandez performing the Venezuelan Waltz No. 2 by Antonio Lauro. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our music and medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
Hi, this is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. We'll be right back.